This month before school starts is turning out to be really stressful for some families. They have to make decisions on whether to go back to the classroom, distance learning, and or to take the school bus. So for those who have decided on back to the classroom, how do we get our kids ready for that?
I think the most important piece in this is that once a decision's been made, that we get behind it with our full attitude of positivity, because our kids really do look to us to see whether or not there's anything to worry about. So the calmer we are and the more we treat this as a normal back to school, I think the better our kids are going to be able to adapt. But I do think there are some things that are new preparations for the school year that we wouldn't have seen in years previous to the pandemic. And one of those is going to be more training around the independence that they're going to require in the classroom. So for our littlest of people, that might just be, do they know how to take off their own coat and hang it up without asking for help? Can they actually get their mask on and off? And again, some grades are not wearing them, but at some point in the school day, we're going to have to expect that they're going to be wearing those masks. So getting one they like, that has little funky prints on it, whatever, for them to be able to put that on and off on their own and wear it for some longer times. To be able to pull the snap cap off of a gel pack and use a pump properly, all those things that you've got at home, we just need to be practicing doing it independently.
Now, we've been so immersed in the stay safe mode, and suddenly we're asking children to go to school and be out all day, and that hasn't been the case since March. So how do you explain that to a child that, yes, we still want you to be safe, but things are okay enough that you can go back to school?
Yeah, going to school isn't going to kill grandma.
Yes.
Right, yes. Yeah, so we need to quell those fears. And I think that what we want to show them that, hey, you know what, all the good safety things that we have done have really paid off. And we the people that look after the health of our community have given us the green light, and they are the professionals. And the reason why we're still social distancing and using the hand gels and masks and those other preventions is a little bit like how airplanes have backup engines in case of engine failure, or hospitals have backup generators in case of problems. But each one of these things is just adding extra safety, so that we can make sure that everybody is safe in this new condition, and that everybody is doing their part. So, it's amazing. It's good standard safety protocols. It's amazing how many people I've talked to that said, I haven't even gotten a cold since we started washing our hands and standing back from one
right.
another.
Yeah.
So it's brought good practice in a lot of ways that maybe even after we've chased this thing down, a lot of people may continue to have these good hygiene practices.
That's fair. I remember back when COVID first hit and Mel and I were talking to you, and the at-home learning
distance learning.
Distance learning, wherever they worded it. One of the things you said was don't beat yourself up too much as parents if you don't get through all the math stuff and that. With distance learning now being an option, how can parents kind of ramp things up to back where they were back in the spring?
Well, I think what they come back with now that they've had more time to plan is probably going to be better programming. They kind of learn from their mistakes and have had more time to course correct with that. But I would also say to parents, it is very likely that over the course of the next year that we're going to have small situations of community outbreak where a decision is made that a particular school may need to close, or somebody becomes symptomatic and they want that class to go home for 14 days to quarantine or whatever. I think everybody needs to be prepared for at least some amount of e-learning to happen this year, even if that's not what you enrolled in. And so again, it's not for us to be perfect. We're not trained to be teachers. We're not trained to be tutors, but we do want to be supportive and work cooperatively with the schools. The places that have done this the best have the best cooperation between teachers, home, unions, government. So we all want to kind of work towards some kind of harmony, and to really be just kind and gentle to ourselves in terms of our expectations of just doing our best is just fine. And doing setting up your house so that you've got some place, and it doesn't matter if you're just in an apartment or if you have the luxury of having different larger spaces in your home, to have one place in your house that is like your little work zone, just like working from home. that there's a place where you kind of change gears, put on your study hat, and this is where we do schoolwork. This is where we do homework, and get that place in line in your home. And a lot of the schools will be offering opportunities to lend laptops and things like that. So every problem is solvable if we don't try to go for like perfect and optimal right out of the gate, if we're willing to stumble along as we figure this out together as a world community.
I like your optimism.
Yeah, well, it's all we've got right now. And let me tell you, attitude is the one thing that we still do have complete control over. So during hard times, we have to remember that.
So you were talking about distance learning, and you've got you have your own space and that kind of thing. So I'm wondering about your clothing. Should you dress for school even if you are distance learning from your living room?
Such a good question. You know, even some of the private schools have changed their outfits because you can't necessarily wash a jacket and tie every single day. And if you've been on any corporate Zoom meetings, you know the whole joke about the Zoom shirt, where when you stand up, you got your track pants on, but you've got the same shirt for every meeting. I think that's a personal choice. I have certainly had days where I've just been schlepping about. But I do know that when I dress up and have to throw on a little bit of makeup because I need to do some sort of media hit, or I tape these little Instagram tips of the day, I know for me personally, I do feel a little bit more professional. I feel like I have more energy. I feel more serious. And if that little trick or tip or tactic helps your kids feel a little bit more like they're switching modes from playtime to study time, that's totally fine. And I also think parents need to realize that a lot of the school day is filled with social activities and moving from gym to recess to whatever. And kids are not sitting doing worksheets from 9 in the morning till 3:30. So online learning will be a lot shorter and it'll be a bit more intense. So to remember that we need to punctuate it with lots of breaks, lots of physical activity, and that a lot of the joy of learning can happen much more contextually. You know, learning math by baking muffins, or extending the learning of, you know, let's go look at caterpillars in the backyard. That all counts as learning as well.
So there's probably going to be a few families who have different decisions for different kids. One's going to be learning at home, and the other one's going to be in the classroom, and maybe one is going to be going into a private learning situation. How is that going to fit for family harmony?
Such a great question. I want parents first to know that you, as the decision maker in the family, have had to weigh a lot of considerations. And it's different than other families in your neighborhood or what your grandma and aunt and uncle might want to think you should do. So have confidence in the decisions that you've made. And we have to treat each individual according to their individual needs. And so it's really a calculation of best fit. And so some people just have learning challenges that may do better in the classroom, but might have learning challenges that do better online. Some kids are in younger grades versus older grades, timing, transportation. There's so many variables that we need to speak to our kids about having an attitude of abundance, that we're here to make sure that everybody has the best experience, and we will help them according to their own formula, but that their formula may be different than their sister's. And that's not preference. That's not siding with, that if they want to speak up and give voice to what else they need to make their situation good for them, that we'll certainly hear them out and weigh that in our decision making. But they need to trust their parents to know that we are the ones that are making good decisions on their behalf. I wouldn't just turn to an 8-year-old and say, "What do you want to do about school this year?" It's too much pressure on a child.
I'm sure that the first week back, the presentations for what you did this summer are going to be pretty boring. But
I don't know.
This summer, what did parenting expert Allison Schaefer do to present in front of the class? Like, if you had to give a presentation on, Mel took up cooking recently after binge watching MasterChef. So if young Allison is standing in front of the class during this COVID-19, since March break, what did you do this summer?
I learned how to use a hula popper and catch bass under lily pads.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much. Yes. No, I am very fortunate. We have a family cottage that is up north, and because we were keeping our social bubbles small, I just got to spend time with my girls up in nature, and it was beautiful.
There we go.
That sounds better than me making a disaster in the kitchen and gaining 30 pounds.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about not gaining 30 pounds.
All right, we're going to end this interview right now.
Why do you think I got COVID-19? I gained exactly 19 pounds. I think it means we're done now? Oh, my goodness.
Allison Schaefer, thank you so much for joining us again this morning. Sage advice. And where can people listen to your podcast, get hold of your books?
Oh, thank you. Yes, well, if they check out my website, allisonschaefer.com, all my links are there. But yes, I have a new podcast every Monday. They can send me in questions. And on Wednesday, I have a Facebook Live on my Facebook page, and I'm talking about teens and end-of-the-year parties and how to do safe social distancing and prevent underage drinking. So they can join me there and ask questions as well.
Holy cow. A week, she actually puts clothes on.
That's right. Yeah. Like.
That's right. You'll know that I have sweatpants underneath that presentation top.
Thank you so much, Allison. It's been a joy talking to you. We really appreciate it.